I want to talk to you tonight a few minutes about God's answer to your problems. God's answer to your problems. And I'd like you to turn with me, if you have your Bible with you, to the 107th Psalm. And I'm going to read most of this, not all of it, most of it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and the west, the north and the south. Then he starts at this point and he speaks of the children of Israel. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses, and He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for habitation. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Now, this first section is talking about God delivering the children of Israel when they wandered. It says wilderness, but really a better word for us would be desert. They wandered in this desert. I've been there in that area, and that is incredible desert. And they were wandering, 2.5 million people. And they came with, and if water gave out, and there's no water. Can you imagine that? 2.5 million people. The way to think about Israel and to understand it is, think about all the people in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is about 2.5 million people. And if you think of everybody in Brooklyn, all of a sudden there's no water and they're in the desert. Just as many as in Brooklyn were how many there were. At least that many, maybe a little more. And there is nothing. There are cattle, they're starving. They've had no water, and they're out there. There is no water. There's no way in the world to get water. There isn't any water in the desert. There isn't any. And they're out there, 2.5 million of them. And Moses called on God, give us water. And where? How is God going to get water? He said, see that rock? In referendum, see that tremendous rock? Says, strike that rock. And this is one of the greatest stories in all the world. And Moses struck that rock, and a river came out of that water, flowed, enough water flowed out of that rock to feed 2.5 million people, all their thirst, all the animals, and there was probably that many animals, and they had that many cattle and sheep and so forth. That's how they lived. And God, a water gushed out of a rock. Out of a rock. No one ever before nor since, other than they received it out of that rock again. Twice it came out of the rock. But that's the only time in all the history of the world. But God can bring water out of anything. There is nothing that God can't do. Now get a hold of it tonight. They prayed and God answered with water out of a rock. They wandered. They were hungry. There's no food. And Moses prayed. They pray. And God sends manna down, angels' food. And sent them angels food for 40 years. Every morning he fed those people. Folks, there is nothing too hard for God. Your problem is nothing for God to handle. Your problem isn't quite as hard as theirs. Your problem isn't as bad as theirs was. They had tremendous difficulty, but God answered prayer. And that's what this is all about. When you're in trouble, the answer is pray. Call on God. He can do for you what He did for them. Tonight, God wants you to get your eyes on Him and to realize it doesn't matter what your troubles are. It doesn't matter how big they are. It doesn't matter how overcoming and overwhelming they are. I want you to know that God Almighty tonight is a God that answers prayer, and the answer to your problem is call on God. And God can step in, make room for Him. Don't do it yourself. Believe Him and let God do a miracle in your life, whatever you need. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let me go a little further to the next section. Those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in afflictions and irons because they rebelled against the word of God. Now he's talking about the book of Judges. And despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, brought their hearts down with labor. They fell down. And there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke the chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Hallelujah. This is the story of the book of Judges. That's what happened to them. And let me go through it just quickly with you tonight. The book of Judges. And you see how it over and over again it happens. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asheroths. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against them, and he sold them into the hands of the king of the Mesopotamians. When the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel. And the deliverer, the judge, was by the name of Othniel. And God delivered them. And he ruled and lived, and he led Israel for 40 years. They had peace. The children of Israel, and that's the, did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened the hands of the kings of Moab against Israel and gave them into their hands. And then the people of the Lord cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, and delivered them out of the hands of the Moabites. The children of Israel did good again after Ehud had died. They did evil, chapter 4, in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord sold him into the hands of the king of Canaan. And the commander of his army took over. And the children of Israel were in slavery again. And the children of Israel cried in the third verse to the Lord. And the Lord raised up a deliverer, raised up Deborah, a woman. And praise God, and the man that she had with him, he wouldn't go barrack, he wouldn't go without her. And it was really Deborah that brought the deliverance. And though God used this man, but it was really a woman that God used. Praise God. Incredible. Praise God. And God delivered them and subdued the Canaanites into their hands. Then if you skip over, that's the fifth chapter to the tenth chapter. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them up. They were worshiping the Baals again, once again. And God delivered them up again into the hands of the Ammonites. And they took over again. And the children of Israel cried out to God, "We have sinned against you. We have sinned against you, Lord." And the Lord said to them, "Go and cry out to the gods that you have chosen." But the children of Israel wouldn't. And they said, "Lord, we have sinned. Do whatever you will, but we pray to you." And it says this, "And the God's soul could no longer endure the misery of the children of Israel when they cried." It said God could not stand to see them suffering when they prayed. And he stepped in and sent another deliverer. And the man's name was Jephthah. He did it every single time. And again, the children of Israel did evil once again. And the Lord delivered them up into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. And they cried and prayed, and God rose up Samson, and he delivered them for 20 years and delivered the children of Israel. Every time, the whole book of Judges is part of that psalm. Is 107th Psalm. The whole book, it says, and they did evil. But every time they called on God, he delivered them over and over. I've just read to you five times. God, when you pray, God steps in and answers prayer and delivers. God answers prayer. Your problem, when you've got a problem and I've got a problem, the answer is God is praying. Turn to God. And my favorite scripture and all probably that I've preached more on in any other verse in the Bible is Luke, the 18th chapter. Man ought always pray and never faint. Man ought always pray and not give up. You've got to pray. The answer is God. The answer is prayer. The answer is to humble yourself and turn to God with all of your heart and without fail, if you will, he'll step in and he'll answer prayer and he'll do more than you ask. He's bigger than you think. He's better than you ever thought. He did it over and over and over for these people. Every time, never got tired, never quits. Now, these folks did wrong. Now, there's an interesting thing here in another. The next section of this goes a little differently. And because of their transgressions, their soul abhorred all evil, and they cried out to the Lord, and he saved them and delivered them. Now, let me read to you in the seventh chapter, 107. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, and he commands and raises a stormy winds, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down to the depth. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man, and are at wits' end. Then, when you're at wits' end, like these people he's talking about, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that the waves are still. Then they're glad because the waves are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now he's talking in this case about the sea. I don't know who he was referring to at that point because we don't know who wrote that psalm. We don't know whether it was David or whoever wrote it. But later on, we see a great story in the book of Jonah. Now, Jonah missed God. God said, go to Nineveh and preach. He went out to Tarshish instead. Went down, it says, and bought a ticket and was on his way to the city of Tarshish, running from God. Failed God, doing wrong. And the wind storms came. And it says those men were scared to death, just like it's scared. They were frightened. And the waves were beating. And it says the ship was going to be destroyed. And they found him asleep. And this man was asleep. He was in trouble and he was asleep. And a lot of people are in trouble that are asleep. And he was in deep trouble. And they woke him up and he saw that storm. And they said, call on your God. And he said, I'm the problem. I'm the problem. He said, you throw me overboard, get rid of me. And I tell you, I don't think they counted to three before they grabbed him. When they heard that he's the problem, they were ready to get rid of the problem. And it says they, one, two, three, and Jonah went over. And it says God had a great big fish waiting for him. Can you imagine when Jonah hit that water, when that fish, big as a whale, I don't know how big, but said God prepared him. God made him big enough, and he opened his mouth, and Jonah went down into the fish's belly. And I'm telling you, talk about a hopeless situation. You got a problem, but your problem isn't as big as Jonah's. It was over. He's finished. It's done. There's no way in the world that he can get out of that fish's belly. No way in the world. It's just a matter of time till the acid and till that fish digests him. He's gone. And he does what God wants you to do. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed in the fish's belly. I don't know of any situation in the world could be worse. So that's the word. If Jonah could pray in the fish's belly, you can pray in jail. You can pray in the hospital. You can pray wherever you are. You can pray at work. Wherever you are, if Jonah could pray down there, you can pray. Praise God. You can pray wherever you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read you what he prayed. Jonah said, and Jonah prayed. That's what everybody should do. And Jonah prayed to the Lord, to God, from the fish's belly. And this is what he said. I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol, or hell, I cried. And you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, God. Yet I will look again toward your holy temple, toward your place. And the waters compassed me even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapping around my neck, my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed and pledged. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah up on the land. God spoke to the fish. God will speak to your situation if you'll call upon him, if you'll cry out to him with all of your heart. God will speak to the boss. He'll speak to the problem. He'll speak to the situation. When you pray with all of your heart in humility, he admitted. Now, he'd failed God. Maybe you failed God and the devil says to you, don't pray. You've missed up. You've messed up. That's why you've got a trouble. God won't hear you. That is a lie from the pit. You can call on God and you can call on him tonight. And you can say, forgive me. I repent of my mistakes. I have failed you, and I haven't been all I should be, but I'm calling upon you. Hallelujah. And God will come through and answer your prayer. You don't need to be defeated. You don't need to go down in defeat. You don't need to give up, because God answers prayer. That's what that whole book is about. The whole book is about Israel failing God, repenting, and God answering their prayer. And it says it hurt God. He couldn't stand to see them suffering. When you call on God, he's got a heart that's a tender heart. God is tender-hearted. He's not like these crusty people that have no mercy. God is tender-hearted. When you call, he hears you. This is my whole mess. This is my life. Is this message on God answers prayer. You know why? Because of my mother. Because I have to tell her story. My mother was left when I was 2 years old. My father left just before I was born, and her problem developed, got worse. I'm the youngest of six children, and I never saw my mother discouraged in my life. Never saw her discouraged. Never heard her talk discouraged. Never did. If you just listen, this is the truth. Never did. Never saw her talk down. Never heard her talk discouraged in my life. So one day after I was in the ministry, I said, Mama, I have never seen you discouraged. Were you ever discouraged? She said, yes, once. She said, you were about 2 years old, and I was left with you six children, and we had nothing to eat. There's no state aid in those days, no aid. She has just six children. I was two. My oldest sister was at that time, she was 11. My oldest brother was 10. My other sister was 9. My other brother was 5. My other brother was 3. And my mother had these six children and nothing. And she said it was a snowy day in Connecticut. We lived in Old Mystic, Connecticut. And she said it was a blizzard. And I was out pulling the limbs off of the trees and dragging them. And your brother, my oldest brother, was 10, and he was helping me. And we were chopping the best we could. He was 10, and I'm a woman, and I just wasn't good with the axe and couldn't cut much. And I'm dragging the limbs in, and we're freezing. It's way below zero. There's a blizzard on. And there's no heat in the house. There's no food. And Satan said to me, Mary, give up. She's a wonderful woman. Lived right. Give up. Your husband left you. You got six children. You're stuck. There's no way. They're going to freeze. They're going to starve. The state came and told my mother, we're taking these children. She said, well, no, God gave them to me. I'm keeping them. And they said, no, we're taking them. If we ever come in here and find these cupboards empty, we're taking them. We're going to take your children. And she said, I was so desperate. And Satan said, you'll starve. The children, you'll freeze. She said, I fought for 3 days, son. I prayed and I fought for my soul and for you children. And I finally said to the devil, devil, that's possible. It's cold and they could freeze. And it's possible. We don't have any food. We don't have any family. No family, nobody near us. No way for us to survive. And they may starve. But she said, let's get something straight. Sometimes you have to get things straight with the devil. She said, let's get this straight. I will serve God dead or alive. Hallelujah. Touch it. What are you thinking? We starve. I'm serving God. We freeze. Get it straight. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to serve God, warm or cold, hungry or not. I'm serving God. Let's get it straight. And let me tell you something. Satan got it straight because we never starved and we never froze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had a weight problem all of my life. I'm still too heavy. It's a liar. We didn't starve. God worked miracles. We didn't freeze. God worked miracles. It's too long to tell, but just one miracle after another. For years, it was every day a miracle. We had no state aid, no family, nothing. But we all ate. I've never remembered not having a meal in my life. I've had too many, but never did not have any. Never none. Your problem isn't that big. Six children. No help. No family. Nobody. She came from North Carolina. We had no relatives. Nothing. But God. What did we have? We had God Almighty. When you pray, you've got the Lord. Hallelujah. You can pray. There's no situation that He can't answer. He can bring water out of the rock. He can bring food out of heaven like He did for us. There's no such thing as an impossibility. Your problem is not too big for God. And very few in here with problems as big as my mother's. I mean, it's huge. Six little children and nothing. No clothes, no money, nothing. And yet we all survived. It was just a couple of little miracles. One time we rented a house, and the owner of the house rented the upstairs apartment to a chef that had been on the ship, cook. He said, "I can't cook small meals." So he cooked big pots of soup and sent them down to us. "I can't cook little things. I got to." So he sent the soup. He sent the stuff down to us, to six hungry children, praise God. And he was a good cook. God sent us a good chef, hallelujah. He cooked great meals for us, hallelujah. Isn't it God Almighty? Listen, let's get it straight. We're talking about God. We're talking about God tonight and what he can do for you, hallelujah. One time a drunk came by with all this roast under his arm. Great big roast under his arm. And he came by and knocked on my mother's door and said, "Would you mind cooking this for me?" She said, "Yeah, we'll cook it for you." And it was before it ever got done. He said, "I'm tired of waiting, just keep it." He walked out. And we had roast for dinner. We had roast for dinner. Praise God. We're talking about God, people. We're talking about God. We're talking about God. We're talking about God. Hallelujah. He's God of this book, but he's God today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God of the past, but he's the God of the present. He's the God right now, and he's going to be God tomorrow. Hallelujah. He's never going to change. Let's give him a hand tonight. Praise you, Jesus. My brother was, oldest brother was sent home from Bible school dying, 18 years old, so sick. We didn't know what was wrong with him. He didn't know, couldn't eat, could not eat, no way, could not take food, couldn't. Went to the hospital, stayed there for quite a little while. Doctor sent him home and said, "Nothing, we don't understand it, we can't help him. Nothing medically." Now, I love doctors and believe in doctors, so don't get me wrong. But sometimes you've got situations that doctors can't touch. But we've got Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr. Jesus. Never a case too hard for me. I'll never forget the prayer meeting. My mother prayed. There were several women praying and seeking God in that prayer meeting. I'll never forget it. I was a small boy. See, he was 18, and I was about 7. I was 8 years younger than he was, so I was about 10 or 11. I remember it well. And my mother prayed, and the Holy Ghost came on her. She was speaking in tongues, the power of God, as she prayed through. And she got up from her knees and went into my brother's dying there and said, "The name of the Lord, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I demand that you get up." And he didn't get better that day. He turned. That day he turned. My brother got better and better and better and better. And finally he got perfectly well and was strong enough to work and help support the family and help all of us. Praise God. Because God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Pray. I want you to say that. Say it loud. God. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. He'll answer your prayer. He'll answer your prayer. Don't let the devil tell you that he won't hear my. Yes, he will. God hears prayer. If you humble yourself and pray in the name of Jesus and you give yourself to him, he will answer your prayer. That's what he's all about. That's what God is all about. He's a God that answers prayer. He wants to answer your prayer. He answers it. You've got to seek him. Call on. When you're in trouble, call on the Lord. I'll never forget in my own life, I was 30 and pastoring, and I had two small children, and my son was about 7 years old, and our little daughter, she was about 4. And I'll never forget, I was fasting and praying, and on a Sunday night, suddenly, something came over me, and I could not sleep. I could not. I was sweating, couldn't go to sleep, The next day, the next night, sleep left me. And fear seized me. And I said, I'm finished. Days went by. And I could not get a hold of myself. I was to pieces. I knew it was just a matter of time I'd have to resign. I'm trying to preach. I can't preach. I can't study. I can't think. I can't sleep. Can't rest. Can't. And Satan said, you're finished. You'll have to quit. Have to go to an institution. But I knew that hospitals were not the answer. Somehow I knew that God had to help me. I was desperate. Never been any more desperate. Never been that desperate in my life. I never forget. I went upstairs to my study and fell on my face. And I prayed to God, you'll have to help me or I'm finished. I have to quit. I'm all done. I don't know what's going to happen to these children and my family. I cried, fell on my face, flat on my face on the floor. And God, and I said, what should I do? And God says, get up and start fasting again. Fast 3 more days. But I got this happen to me while I'm fasting. I'm fasting and praying. But the Lord said, no, you face it. You fast again. And I fasted hardest fast I ever was on. But at the end of that third day, I'll never forget it. It was a Sunday. It ended on a Sunday. And that night, I was walking and praying. And you know where I was? I was on Ocean Parkway and Avenue F, where we lived right a couple of blocks from Ocean Parkway on East 3rd Street. And I walked over. If anybody lives in Brooklyn, you know where I'm talking about. I walked over to Ocean Parkway. I used to walk and pray hours up and down that parkway. The only thing I could do was to pray, seeking God. And as I stepped on Ocean Parkway, God spoke to me. Power came on me. Hallelujah. God answered my prayer at the end of the third day. And I knew God answered. Now, I wasn't well immediately, but I got better and better. But I knew that night, it's over. I came home and told Jean, I said, Jean, we got the victory. The devil is defeated. When I stepped on Ocean Parkway tonight, God spoke to me, and I'm going to be all right. Hallelujah. And I've been all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. The answer for you tonight, the answer is to call on God. The answer to your problem is prayer. The answer is prayer. Yes, you may do things, and that's all right, but that's not the answer. The answer is God, and He's waiting, because God, when a problem comes and you seek God with all your heart and He answers you, He does more. God did something for me out of that. It spoke to me. It was another level. I rose to another level in God, another level in God. God wants you to another level, wants to bring you in a closer relationship with Him. He wants you to know Him better. He longs to know you good. He longs to have an intimate relationship with you, to answer your prayers, that you can know Him and He knows you, because you're going to be with Him for eternity. He wants you to get to know Him now. Get to know Him now. Get close to God now. Bring your burdens to the Lord now and call on God and let Him answer your prayer. He wants to meet you now. And I'm talking to folks that are in here that need God tonight. Now, start now. Call on God and with all your heart and don't give up. This is my message. This is a great. I preach other things, but I always wind up with this, because this is what I am all about. That's why I'm here. A woman prayed for me. A woman prayed through. A mother prayed for me while I was working in Washington, D.C. in the government so hard, drawing the maps. One of just about 100 of us at the beginning of the war, drawing the maps for the bombings of Europe. I was one of those. And working night and day and underneath in the ground in Washington, D.C., and drifted away from God. And my mother would not accept that. She fasted and prayed 3 days, never got off the floor, took that Bible, said, my son is going to serve God. And we got to do that with your children. And I've got to do it with my grandchildren who are not serving God. And we've got to do this and hang in there and believe God. I'm with you tonight. And she prayed. and wouldn't get up. My brother and sister said, get up off the floor, the ones that were home. Get up off the floor, Mama, and eat. She said, I will not. I will not leave here till God saves my son. I'm staying on my face on this floor till God speaks to me from heaven. And God spoke to her on the third day of her fast and praying on her face and said, I'll save your son. I was in Washington, D.C. I did not write my mother. I didn't call her because I didn't want her to know how I was living away from God. But you don't have to. If your children don't contact you, it doesn't matter. You can contact them through heaven. Praise God. You can reach them through heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. And God spoke to me at 2 o'clock in the morning on MacArthur's Boulevard coming home. And I stopped and cried out to God. God, if it's really true that you can deliver people and save them and change their lives, do it for me. I've heard it, but now I've got to experience it. As a child, I prayed, but now I've got habits and now I'm bound with sin and now I'm in trouble, but I can't do it. I've tried. I can't break these chains. I can't change my life. I can't do it. But if it's really true, have mercy on me and change me. And God changed my life. He changed me. And how it happened? A day went by. My friends called me and said, come out to the nightclub. Come out with us tonight. They were going drinking and carousing. I said, I don't want to. I don't want to go. And they called me again. The other friends, everybody, come on back. Folks that I work with, come on out. I said, no. I'm not going. I don't want to. I said, God, if this lasts 2 weeks, this is a miracle from heaven above. If I go 2 weeks straight, 2 weeks went by. 2 months went by. I said, God has saved me. I didn't get any feeling that night, but I was changed. I never went back. Those chains were broken out of my mother's prayers and out of her praying on the floor. God delivered me. And about a month or two afterwards, I said, I'm going to Bible school. If God could change me like this, He can change anybody. There's nothing too hard for God. He can do it for anybody. I'll preach the gospel, and that's why I'm here, because somebody prayed and sought God and wouldn't give up. I want you to get a hold of this tonight. Get a hold of this tonight. Get a hold of that book tonight. And hold on. God wants to deliver you out of your troubles and bring you forth a shining light and save your family and do what needs to be done. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. And those that have the biggest troubles, I want you to come right down here. I'm going to ask the pastors, the elders, to come and pray with me. You got big troubles? Come down here because we got a big God. Don't wait. Come on. We've got a big God. Doesn't matter what your troubles are. Doesn't matter what your habits are. I had the habits. I had them. I know what it is. But God broke the chains. God is the same. Come on. Come on. Get across the front here. Praise God. Pastors, I want you to come down while I take a breath and lead in prayer. Praise God. Come on. We're going to pray together. Fill this place up. Call on God. Raise your hands up to the Lord. Put your hands up to heaven. Heaven's what's going to help you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Ellie. Let's pray for these people. Come on. Put your hands up high. Thank you. Praise God. Look up to Him. It's God that's going to do it. I can't do it. You, nobody else can do it. It's God that's going to help you. It's God that wants to help you. Come on, put your hats in. Believe God tonight. Believe God tonight. Believe God tonight. Believe God tonight. Believe God. Leave your problems here tonight. Pray and trust God to touch you tonight. Amen.
Come on, folks. You lift your voice to God tonight. He wants to hear your voice. You begin to pour out your heart before Him like the scripture says. He's a refuge for us. Just begin to talk to Him in your own words. Just begin to talk to Him. You know why you've responded. You know what He's saying to you. You know what problems and troubles you're facing. Hallelujah. You come to a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to His power.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to call on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Call on it with all your heart. Raise your voice.
We lift our voices to you tonight.
He's going to help you.
You know all the problems, all the drama.
He sees you tonight.
God, we cry out to you tonight. We cry out to you. Come on, folks. Lift your voice all over this church, up in the balcony. Lift your voice to God. He's calling us to prayer. He's calling us to seek his face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Folks, let's begin to praise him tonight now. Let's begin to worship him. Let's begin to glorify his name for hearing our cry. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, thank him like you mean it. Thank him like you believe it. Thank him like you know he's heard you tonight.
Yes.
Thank you that you have a heavenly Father that loves you and cares for you, who's numbered every hair on your head, who knows everything in your heart. Hallelujah. God, we thank you tonight. We believe you tonight. We believe you for the miraculous. We believe you to do what only you can do tonight. We believe you tonight. We believe you tonight. We believe you tonight. Hallelujah. Now we glorify your name. We glorify your name. Glorify your name through us. Glorify your name through us, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the breakthrough tonight. Thank you for the breakthrough tonight. Thank you for the breakthrough tonight. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, we're going to go rejoicing. We're going to go worshiping. We're going to go praising.
Yes.
Because we serve a God that answers prayer, that hears the cries of his people. Hallelujah. Who's working things out for us? Let's go rejoicing in the name of the Lord. Pastor Ben, thank you for that word, folks. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Folks, that's what we're hearing. Pastor's been sharing this on the radio. It's time to pray, calling the city to prayer. Folks, it's God stirring things up, like we heard tonight in that psalm. God will stir things up in our lives to cause us to pray.
Yes.
To cause us to pray, folks.